Yeah. Yeah. What's that? Daddy's love. Daddy's love. Unconditional. Daddy's love. As a black child, you can't have enough. Just had a chat with the skinny chef. She was mad impressed at how I had a really advanced intellect. So we had a conversation which led to a little depth. She asked me, what are the benefits since you live with dad? I told her the reason I'm not afraid to read in front of the class is cause my daddy would often have me reading my passes from his favorite newspaper, just to see if I could peep the propaganda. So I had advantage. When I told her that, she smiled. Said she wondered what it felt like. She was a child who only grew up with a mom. Daddy wasn't around, and all she wanted was to hear him say he proud. God damn it, makes me wonder if I take for granted what I've been granted. Will I only understand it once my daddy's in the sand? Initials written in the granite, laying in the casket. He wasn't at all the soccer games, but he did what he could as a man. And I cannot complain, the past is the past, and I know that it's not gonna change. I don't hate the player, I just say that I hate the game. At times I felt major pain. Never left his wife and kids, he was always Damon Wayne. So it's time to pay respect where it's due to the men who raise responsible young men in their youth. I let the pen ooze and share jewels. More knowledge in my rhymes than you can find combined in 10 dudes. Shout out to my mom for being a loving woman. She ain't put no pressure on my daddy when he wasn't winning, and that allowed me to grow up as a normal kid and an adult who appreciated all he did. Daddy's love, daddy's love, unconditional. Daddy's love, as a black child, you never have enough. Nothing feel better than your daddy's love. My pops made it from a small place in East Shore, where the typical nigga from there will end up nowhere, except for in the back room telling traumatic stories and sporting multiple stab wounds, recounting past tales of his glory because he has to. At some point in my life, I felt frustrated with the life that I inherited. Damn, I really hated and thought that daddy failed me, until he sat me down and explained the whole situation. That's when I realized that everybody I respected, deep down inside, they still lived a black kid who never grew, just cause they ain't never had a coach. The streets is cold and you can't fix that with a blanket up. It's fashion for the man to be hated. The consciousness of the whole populace is ruled for generations. The man is no longer venerated. But see, I'd be damned if I don't show my own dad appreciation for daddy's love. Daddy's love, unconditional. Daddy's love, as a black child, nothing feel better than a daddy's love.